ZLK.
4ZLK. This is KR4AAE. How you doing, Shane?
Evening, Steven. I just hooked up a radio real quick to a battery and my outside antenna. I've got my office radio shack room torn down. I'm redoing the floors and painting. And I just hooked this up real quick. Just wanted to make sure it was working.
It most definitely is working, and I can tell you're working on stuff because I can hear the distinct echo in the background.
The bedroom is empty, or the room is empty, so I have an echo to my voice. Anyway, I hope it's not too terrible. If it's too disruptive, I can use the HT.
Yeah, it's disrupting me, KB4CBA.
And as long as it bothers you, I'm good with it.
Accomplished.
Nice to hear you.
Oh, Dave, that was kind of messed up. Hey, Shane, what's up, buddy? It's not really bothering me, but I didn't necessarily pick up the echo, just so you know.
It's only distinguished ears are finding the echo. I can hear it when I'm talking, so I wanted to make sure it wasn't too bad.
Actually, that time I did pick up the echo, so yeah, it does sound like it's kind of empty behind you. Anyway, I'm going to be standing by. I just want to jump in and say hello to both of you because I haven't spoken to either one of you in a while. KB4CBA, N4ZNOK, and the other gentleman, I didn't catch his call sign. But anyway, I'm going to be 7-3. Good to talk to y'all.
Good to hear you. Go ahead, Steven.
7-3, and I have a good evening, KB4CBA.
I'm with the house stuff there. Seems like you're making pretty good progress.
There with you and Dave, but yeah, working on the house, did some outside stuff, and now working on the inside, trying to update it a little bit.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and clear out of here because I got to get on the interstate, and it's probably hairy right about now, so I'll say 7-3 for right now. N4ZLK, KB4CBA, this is KR4AAE. I'm going to be clear.
Have a good evening. Thanks for coming back. Go ahead, Dave. N4ZLK.
Even be careful out there on 85. It's always a mess, especially this time of day. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm going to play tennis, and you're in an empty room. It's interesting. Are you working on your radio, or are you doing something else?
Doing the floors, took the carpet out, and painting ceiling and walls. They decided the original paint in here was, and the ceiling was a little bit lighter shade of the wall color, and I'm painting the ceiling white, and then the walls kind of an off-white color, and the trim and everything, and then putting down a laminate flooring.
I missed the flooring. What kind of flooring?
Hardwood, but it's not vinyl. It's somewhere in between. It's supposed to be waterproof and everything. It's supposed to be good quality, so we'll see. Not that I care about the waterproof. It's not in a bathroom.
That's what we have, is laminate, and it's really nice. It's you know, we've had it, I don't know, 2 or 3 years now, and there's no scratches on it. It doesn't scratch up like that cheap stuff does, and you know, it still looks good. You know, you run a mop across it every now and then, and especially in the kitchen. But anyway, so you're gonna put that down yourself. We did the whole bottom floor of the house, so it's on a slab. So, but we had that done. But it was kind of a case of I have to. But anyway, they had carpet and they had a dog, so. As far as I'm going to go with that.
Visual. Fortunately, this is a 2 bedrooms in the back of the house in a hallway. I've already got 1 bedroom done and part of the hallway. I'm running it into this, into the 3rd bedroom, which is my shack / office / spare bedroom. And I'm doing it myself. But the carpet that was in here wasn't used very much. So it was really nice. When I pulled it up, it wasn't dirty underneath. The padding was in still really good shape. Came up really easy instead of crumbling. So it was nice to be able to pull up like that. But yeah, just doing the work myself, trying to save a little money. And I've done a couple of floors like this, but I'm also painting too, so it's taking me a little bit longer, stripping the floors down and then taking everything off the walls and painting, and then we'll put the floors in and move everything back in and set my radio room back up.
My radio room's radio room/bedroom, and so, but it just has a single bed in there right now. But I have this humongous roll-top desk, and it's got most of my ham gear in it.
Roll-top desk, but I've got an old wooden oak desk. It's like 5 feet wide by, I don't know how deep it is, but it's huge. It came from Columbia somewhere, Southern Baptist Convention or something. It's still got phone numbers of a church in it on one of those slide-out tables that you can ride on. But anyway, it's a great desk. I've added some stuff to it and mounted some of my batteries and power supplies underneath it. So kind of want to hang on to it for a while.
I'm on the part of Hayward Road that's going up the steep hill to Pelham Road, and we're backed up all the way to the bottom of the hill, both lanes. Oh boy, I'm glad I left early because my game's not until 6 o'clock, so I don't have to rush.
Enjoy your game tonight. I guess it's inside or under the lights or something since it gets dark now, but good to hear you. I'm going to go ahead and go. I just wanted to plug the battery in and plug it up to the outside antenna and make sure it still worked. Maybe have it just in case I need it. Anyway, you be careful. Enjoy that traffic. We'll talk to you later. KB4CBA and 4ZLK.
All right. Well, if you need some help, just holler. And, you know, I can hand you stuff. No, actually, I've laid a good many floors. I haven't done the laminate, but I've done the little, you know, peel and stick squares and that kind of stuff. And I've watched them do laminate. It doesn't look very difficult. But anyway, yeah, have fun there, and we'll talk to you later. Always a pleasure. KB4CBA Mobile.